What is it that Jesus, this division that Jesus comes to bring? It doesn't have anything to do with a lack of love towards one another, for sure. But what division he can bring is the division that the truth brings. And that actually, in the end, true love can bring. Love definitely unites us all, but there are those who do not desire to love and do not desire the love of God, but desire their own selfishness. And Jesus, as we can see, when he works with the poor or when he works with sinners, his heart is on fire. His heart is blazing. And so we see on our tabernacle back here below, the heart of Jesus filled with fire, or behind you, I guess those in the back can see that one a little easier. The heart of Jesus filled with a fire blazing. He desires us to be filled with the love of God. He desires us to be truly in love with others. And this is not always the way that the world wants to go. The world wants to be selfish in so many ways. To be caught up in its allurements is such a such an easy path. And so we should look to this fire in the heart of Jesus, which is a fire of love, and desired all the more in our own hearts. And we can do this by especially praying to our patron, the Holy Spirit, to come into our hearts. St. Paul says, to be strengthened with the power of the Holy Spirit in the inner self, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have the strength to comprehend with all of the holy ones, the saints, all of the depths of God. And so we should pray for the Holy Spirit to know in our lives those who we can truly love and those who we are to be parted from. Certainly, again, our Lord desires us to be together, to be united in one, but there are those who will not follow Christ. Let us pray for the grace and the Holy Spirit to be united very much to the heart of Jesus, to bring true unity to our world and to in our church. This is the grace of the Holy Spirit to bring us all together in Christ.